Welcome to Couldn't Care Less.
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
Me and my cousin touch wieners.
I love shooting little children in the face.
You're gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Welcome, everybody.
That's good, Marty. It's funny.
Marty is not with us, unfortunately.
Looking at old-ass bitches.
It's probably what he's doing right now as we speak.
God, lucky, dude.
He's under the weather, which I think a lot of people are right now. It's that season. Starts to warm up. All those viruses come out of hibernation. Fucking people up.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of viruses, personally. I'd almost rather have a virus on my phone than in my body.
Yeah. As you get older, man, you just don't recover from it as easily. And it lasts a lot longer. When I was, like, in my 20s, I'd be sick for, like, a day.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even be that bad. And then you just cough it all out and you're good.
Yeah. I remember, like, around the time of, like, turning 30... I just remember having the thought of how, like, cuts and burns and stuff like that just seem like they start healing slower.
Yeah, a little bit.
And
that just makes me nervous because, you know, you look at old people's skin and it's like paper. Feels like, you know, like just anything will penetrate that.
You just see all the, like,
rip it right open.
Old people spots, whatever we call those, aging spots. And it's like, are those actual tiny little bruises, abrasions from, like, the wind and, like, molecules hitting you and stuff like that?
Diarrhea giver.
Slayer. Tights.
Good job.
Thanks.
So no Marty today, just me and Nathan. So we're going to do a half show because, you know, there's only so much concentrated Nathan anybody can take at one time.
That's true.
Yeah. I figure a full show of just Nathan.
You know, you mix a glass half full of that and then you get a half empty glass of Steve's horse shit. And
he's like condensed soup. What would it be? Condensed aggravation? No. What's the word I'm looking for?
What's something
here
that irritates your bowels?
He's like a virus.
Milk. Curdled milk?
And much like a virus, the older you get, the less you could take of it.
Seriously.
But so we'll just talk about some things. We weren't here last week. How was your Easter, dude? You do anything?
Maybe that is true. I went to Deer Lodge and we hid some plastic eggs,
of course,
hard boiled ones, and they were filled with money and candy, and the money had to be exchanged back for more standard currency because they had, like, all sorts of coins that normal people don't use, like half dollars with JFK on it and little gold plated coins with Sacagawea on it.
Yeah,
and
you can't use those.
No, you can, but it's
their official tender. Right?
It's Christina's sister's, like, cute way of filling up the eggs and like letting them think they find treasure,
right?
And she's like, "Oh, I'll buy all the coins back. I'll buy all the change back from you." I knew immediately what she meant because she does it every year. Hmm. And Christina, we get home and I notice, like, all that's in the bags, and I was like, Christina's just like, "Fuck you to your sister, I guess, huh?" And she's like, "What? What do you mean?" But yeah, she works at a bank and she collects $2 bills.
Oh, okay.
And,
I think enough people do that to where there's, like, no value in that.
Yeah, there is no value to it. You know what the value of a $2 bill is?
$2.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can go to a bank and get them easily. And for a lady who works at a bank, collecting them is absurd.
Yeah.
She, like, gives them, I don't know, she gives them to the kids. It's cute, whatever. But
yeah.
Like, for a child.
Mm-hmm.
But for a woman in her 40s, at least, it's funny.
They can buy penny candy, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did basically the same thing. How many plastic eggs are there out in the world, and how quickly is that destroying our planet? Because that's all there ever is, plastic eggs.
One thing I will say, though, is I hope most people do it, but, like, save them. They have the plastic eggs they bought, and then maybe each year they'll buy a few more, but for the most part, they're being saved to be reused for the next year.
Yeah. Yeah, they get reused, but, you know, the ones that break, fall apart.
Yeah.
Let's just go right in the trash and then stay for thousands of years.
Actually, they get, like, collected, and then they break them down into, like, dust, and that gets distributed into our water.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. 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 Mineral water, I think, is what they call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we basically did the same thing. We were in Billings, though, which was fun. We had a good time in Billings. Kids like it.
Where do you go in Billings for that kind of? Just at the house you're at?
Just at my mom's house. Yeah, it's a bigger house. We all gather there and throw shit in the yard.
What part of town?
The Heights.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to anybody outside of Billings or Montana. But
I was going to say.
A nicer area of Billings. Oh, right.
There are people that don't.
Live
in Montana.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, if you live in Montana, I feel like you probably are familiar with Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Billings is the biggest city, quotations again, in Montana.
Dude, we have a million people in the state now.
Wow.
We deserve respect.
I mean, and people need
the thing that I'm most upset about is, like, we hit that mark at some point. And nobody said anything. Nobody cared. Like, we didn't even have a pizza party. I thought we would have, like, a statewide pizza party when we hit a million people.
Mm, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You should be governor.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I've actually been thinking about the idea of, like, you know, I'm over 40 now. Mm-hmm. And should I be, like, getting into politics? Like,
yeah.
Should I, like, become a politician my old age and, like, actually try to make a difference?
What platform would you run on?
Are you asking if I'd be a Democrat or a Republican?
Yeah, I'm
or
just
a libertarian
asking.
Or whatever, I guess.
No, I guess I was thinking about your slogan.
I am not gay.
I assure you, people of Montana.
I am not gay. I would basically run on the platform of, like, I'm gonna probably pick a Democrat because you're gonna make me, but I'd be like, I don't want to be a Democrat. I don't want a Republican. I want to just get rid of all this bullshit and just let's just, like, service each other, you know.
I
would never get elected, but
I think doing
that's how I would try to
this,
run.
This show automatically disqualifies you in political office. There's just too much out there.
My political team is like, is there anything out there that we should be concerned about? My mom, like, fucked me. I didn't realize that was for me the first time you did it.
Yeah, there's quite a bit out there, man.
Can you turn the queer down in my mic, please? No, but that doesn't disqualify me from being a, you know, I'll embrace all that. I'll be like, yeah, I was on this podcast and I said what I fucking meant. wasn't that Marty?
Nope, that was you.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean... Yeah, sorry, man. It's not in the cards for you.
I obviously am. Do you think politicians have a lot of time to play video? Politicians with families have a lot of time to play video games?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you also gotta fuck a lot of prostitutes. So
yeah,
unless you're finding prostitutes that play video games.
Yeah, we're going to do a short show today, like I said. Yeah. So we'll just cover some things. I mean, that bridge collapsed in Baltimore with that big ship running into it. We weren't here last week, so we didn't get to talk about it. But 6 workers died. But then I found out a couple days later, like, there's people trapped in that boat.
Still.
I don't know about still to this day.
Yeah. I mean, okay, but if you're trapped in a boat, like, you're fine. You got shit. Like, when I, if there's people that fell into the water, If they're, I mean, if they're trapped under debris, that's different. But if they're like inside the boat and they can like get around the boat, but they just, the boat can't go anywhere. That sucks. But it's like, come on, dude, you're fine.
There's a lot of conspiracies around this event.
I honestly have thought of things, you know, and I thought about bringing it up on here. And I just don't know that I want to be a part of like contributing to that shit, because even if it is some sort of, if there is a conspiracy or anything, like, you know, anything anybody's going to say about it isn't true.
I mean, it gets all cattywampus. Yes, for sure. I'm just looking up the people, because there were people in like underneath, you know, the bowels of the boat that apparently got crushed and trapped in there, but they're not Americans. So like nobody gave a shit. They were just all talking about the construction workers that died, which is sad. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, there were others in the boat trapped in Baltimore.
So they were, so the boat like hit the thing and then they got all crushed in there. Did you watch like the long video of it?
I did not, know.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's hard to really tell, but I mean, I'd like to see something that is like showing that it's like exactly when impact happens, because you don't really notice anything, and it's just like it seems like it's there. It just seems like it's there for a while, and then just all the lights go out and it collapses simultaneously.
22 Indian workers were trapped in the ship from Dali. Little is known about them, though. They were just in there, I guess. Stowaways.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if that's the thing.
It was on its way to Sri Lanka. So whoever they are, they were leaving the country or were on the boat the whole time and were just workers. But yeah, it killed 6 construction workers, which is the big news. But nobody really talked about the 22 people stuck in the boat, you know? And I don't know. I don't have any like new information on what happened to
these
Indians.
What were the construction workers doing?
They were working on the bridge.
Okay, that's what I would have thought.
And so when it collapsed, they all fell in. They rescued 2, but 6. I don't even know if they found them yet.
And they're so just... one thing that I had noticed is, and I'm kind of watching the long video, and I was kind of looking for like police cars. I didn't necessarily notice anything like that. I'm assuming they just like cut traffic on both sides of the bridge at one point. And then maybe, perhaps, I don't know. I would think that it seemed like there was a couple cars that seemed like they were going faster than they were initially, but I don't know. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not getting any updates on that. The latest update is from March 30th. So we just don't know what happened to these 22 workers, man. It's kind of crazy.
And... I mean, the thing I heard like right away is it's gonna just like majorly affect shipping and things like that, and it'll probably like prices of things. And these dudes, they're Indians, but they're dead. It's just, we don't have to think about them anymore.
They're not dead, actually. They got all of them. It was only 20. They had plenty of food on the ship, so they were just stuck in there, I guess. So that's why you didn't really hear much about it. They were fine.
Yeah. Like I said, they had plenty of naan bread, and they're like, look, we got enough naan to last us 5 days.
Yeah. And they're not speaking to anybody, apparently. The whole crew. They're keeping their mouths shut.
Huh. Well, okay, so that's the thing is, like, if it's like a human error and a tragedy happened and it was just like, I fucked up beyond belief, that's one thing. But if it's some sort of conspiracy and something happened, and I mean, that's like where my mind first went was like, oh, did the Germans hack into it? And because it was like the power went out and the controls or some shit like that, supposedly. And you could kind of see that on the boat. Like you could see the lights like kicking on and off in it in the long video.
Yep.
And,
Which had a lot of people talking about the potential of like a cyber attack or something, like somebody hacked into the boat's controls and took it over and crashing into the bridge. But I don't know.
But and I was more thinking of like if somebody had tampered with the power somehow. And it's like, yeah, if you get out to this far and you suddenly lose control of the boat, there's a good chance it's going to crash into the fucking bridge there. Because the way it has to go out to sea, probably, you know, because you could see that's what it looks like is happening. It's like the early, early morning.
Yeah.
It's like 5 a.m. or something like that. And like, it's like, looks like it's like leaving the harbor or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It just made a U-turn and crashed into a fucking bridge. But yeah, it looked like it was going all wonky.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened while we were gone. Here's a crazy story for you. Yeah, we'll just talk about this one. We're saving a bunch for Martin, because it's always better when we have three of us in here talking about it. But there was this guy in California, kind of a weird dude, because he saw an accident happen. Let's just read into this before. I mean, the video just shows him carrying around what is a human leg.
Yeah.
And then appears to be taking, like, little bites out of it and stuff. So, a crazy person, obviously. His name is Rosendo Tellez. He got busted Friday near Bakersfield after eyewitnesses saw him strolling through town with what looked like to be an entire limb. And he was taking little bites out of it. The leg was illegally taken from the scene of a train accident that morning. So, somebody had died or lost their leg in a train accident.
Yeah.
Good old Rosendo was just walking on by. Found a leg and was like, oh.
And he's like, I'm going to walk around town and be a fucking weirdo with this leg.
Dude, what a good day. It's like finding a heads-up.
I'm
going
to walk out in front of traffic and pretend to be nibbling on it.
Man, I thought today was going to suck. It's just crazy, dude. I mean,
it smelled like someone was barbecuing.
Oh, no, that guy was hit and killed on an Amtrak station, the guy who lost his leg. Not too long after that, citizens say they spotted Tellez holding his leg, taking bites out of it. So, yeah, it's fucking crazy. I mean, he obviously has some issues.
He's probably high on PCP, and he thought he was in a Renaissance fan festival, and he had the best turkey leg imaginable.
He was booked on several charges. Including outstanding warrants. So the guy has been in trouble with the law before. Possession of drug paraphernalia. So he had something on him. And four, and this is a crime, removal of human remains from a location other than a cemetery. So if you take a body part from a cemetery, you can't be charged with that crime,
well,
right?
That's just a separate crime.
Yeah, it's got a whole other crime to it. If you're curious, it says, the removing of body parts is considered a misdemeanor in California. So you could totally just take a leg and get a ticket, pay a fine.
He got more trouble for the other shit than taking the tragically destroyed man's leg from the scene of the accident.
Yeah.
The guy who got hit by the train, I wonder what that deal was.
I don't know. It doesn't go into specifics about the accident.
I feel like normal people don't get hit by trains.
Seems like a rare occurrence.
I think the man who got hit by the train was also on something, I bet.
Gotcha.
He was probably on the same shit that guy. He probably had the same paraphernalia.
He had just bought drugs from this guy.
And that's why the guy's eating. He's like, I will get my drugs back. Bye. It went down into these veins. I could smell it.
These drugs, they'll cost you an arm and a leg. Okay. Womp womp.
Weird. I got something here for you. We'll trade a tit for tats or something like that. But
is it more cannibalism?
No. But here, we'll just start off with this. But. When something is not holy, is that because it's full of sin?
I don't get it.
If something has holes in it, it can't contain anything.
Oh.
So if it's not holy.
Gotcha.
That was a stupid ass thought I had the other day, but I thought it would be perfect to just upset you on the show. But anyways, so we're talking about at work the other day, and I looked all this up, but the invention of like certain instruments.
Okay.
And, but like, it was like, what came first, the harp? Like Ben was asking that this, what came first, the harp or the lute? And I thought he said flute.
Oh.
The harp or the flute. And I was like, I mean, I would think the flute, you know? Well, no. And there's like this argument. I look it up and I'm like, oh, the harp. So anyways, do you have any guess of like what when like the lute, the harp, and the flute came out? Like were invented how long
ago? We're just guessing what came first?
Sure. I mean, what came first I think is very obvious.
I'm going to say the harp. Or is it the lute?
The flute.
Yeah, you said harp something or the flute.
Flute, harp, lute.
Lute, yeah. So I'm saying the lute was first.
Word.
Oh, maybe that's... I guess it's the flute.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's...
It's a flute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when would you think the lute was invented?
I don't know, man.
15, 17.
Dude, I was going to say like 14. Honestly, yeah, but okay.
And it makes sense because you got like the added like physics of like acoustics and all that shit, uh-huh. You know.
So what about the harp?
The harp, 2500 BC.
BC. That's crazy.
Biblical.
And what would they use? Tendons? Sinew?
that's what harp strings are, is like lamb's bladders.
Really?
Yeah.
God, and, we just make everything,
like,
huh?
Kind of like, yeah.
Humans are just,
and that's how they
amazing.
Still make it to this day. That like a good. No. That's a violin things is like lamb's bladders.
The actual what do you call it?
The bow.
The
string.
Bow that you use.
The bow string.
Yeah, because it's flat and.
Yeah. So harp strings. I mean, it would have to be.
I would imagine
something
some kind of
similar.
Sinew.
Yeah,
I would imagine
that could be wound very tight.
The flute is the earliest because it was probably made out of bone.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
So the flute, I looked that up and I was like, damn. But dates back 45,000 years ago.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, they found like things, you know, remains and stuff of it.
Yeah.
But just looking that up, I was just like, whoa, man, huge gaps in those
45,000 years ago, we were making music. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Either that or using it for more. Like, there's a lion.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Some kind of warning system. Yeah, that is cool. It's kind of crazy to think that 45,000 years ago we were making something. Because that shows art, right? Art and culture.
Yeah.
Which is nuts to think about. Especially since, I guess, Homo sapiens are considered only like 100,000 years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we talk about the number 37? We can just talk about it. You sent me a video.
Yeah. So this video basically talks about if you ask somebody to pick any random two-digit number, 37 is far and away like the most common.
Or 73, surprisingly. So the exact reverse of it is up
there. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I did.
Actually. Oh, word. Yeah.
It's 37, 73, 7, and 77. So 7 is in all of them.
Yeah. And then also that they pointed out in the video, but then they just kind of ignore it the rest of the time. But the absolute winner in their random survey just won astronomically as 69.
Oh, really? Yeah. Imagine that. They don't count that because it's just a joke.
It's just a meme, yeah.
But what they were doing was they were just going out and asking people to say a random number through 1 through 100, and they've done this all over the world. There's been studies where 37 comes up a lot. Now, if you go up to people and ask them to name one color and one single-digit number, they call it the blue 7 theory or something like that. People will normally say blue and 7. If you ask them to pick random. So it's just showing that humans aren't random.
Yeah, we don't actually know how to think randomly.
Right, because if you were to make bets on that, like, hey, let's make bets. What number isn't going to get picked? You'd probably say 50.
Yeah.
Right? Because right in the middle, nobody's going to pick a random number in the middle of 1 through 100.
Yeah.
50 is probably pretty safe to bet on.
Yeah. And that's basically what they said is like people, when you're thinking random, you're going to stay away from even number, like tens.
Yeah.
Multiples of tens, fives, and then even numbers are usually out of the way too.
Yeah. Odd numbers always seem odd.
Yeah. And seven is like kind of in the middle there. Three is also in the middle there of the one, you know, the five, multiple of five split.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like this big thing. There's a video. I'll attach it to the comments or the description of the show. And you guys can watch it if you feel like. It's like 15, 20 minutes long, but it's interesting. I like those little videos. He also sent me one of this giant wave pool. This fucking machine is crazy. We might have to show Marty it because it's a giant, like a cup almost in the middle of a lake that they hydraulically like push up and down to make waves in this lake. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's got a way. I mean, it's essentially like, it's just a massive bowl that just drops. Bowl. It's got a way tons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just displacing all that water.
It's crazy.
And it makes like perfect waves for surfing in this lake. And it could simultaneously make different kinds of waves on different sections of the lake.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I like wave pools, but. You ever seen that one? Isn't there like a famous video of a wave pool that's way too overcrowded and it starts like killing people almost?
Yes. Have you ever been in one of those?
I've been in one, but it wasn't crowded. There was only a couple people
in
it.
We went to Wet n Wild in Oklahoma one time, and we went in the wave pool there, and it was so crowded. And I just remember, like, we didn't have, like, the inner tubes because, you know, you just probably spend like $5 and you get an inner tube you just carry around with you all day. And we're like, no, I don't want that shit. And you go in the wave pool and everybody's in that. And you're a little kid and there's just nowhere for you to come up at. And it's fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this. I have this image in my head, though, of like a wave coming up and there's a kid just underwater swimming. And he's like in the wave. And then like his head comes out and just crashes into the water. And it's just such like a weird, surreal image in my head of... You know, he was probably like, what just happened?
Yeah. Just getting flung.
Yeah.
Nature, you scary. Even though that's artificial nature. You sent us, and this will be our last thing, you know, but you sent us a video of this guy trying to kidnap this girl in a hallway. It's pretty crazy. Let me turn.
Entering her queen's apartment is ambushed by a masked man. Watch again. A man dressed in camo, jumping her from behind, forcefully grabbing the teen and dragging her away. The woman chasing after her is her mother, Adriana Alvarez.
I never heard a thing like that.
You weren't thinking about your safety at that point.
No. No, absolutely not. No. No, it's my baby.
I get that.
Yeah.
It just goes numb, like the fear of you getting hurt. Like if somebody was doing something to one of my kids, it would just be immediately like, no, all right, stab me, but I'm going to fucking attack you.
Yeah. And that's totally why I sent it to you. Yeah. It's just like, I would never engage myself in a situation like that. But if one of my children was in danger like that, I would just, I would be like,
you run face
this is
in.
On. And it's like the biggest terror of my life is like the thought of that, but also there's also like the weird part of you that like fantasizes about it of like, oh, you just try, oh, I will destroy you, buddy.
You just gave me superpowers. Thank you. Because it would be, I could feel it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like me in a situation by myself, 9 times out of 10, I'm running for my life.
Yeah.
Even though it's like just a shadow. But, my kids involved? No, I'm standing in front of whatever's going on and telling them to run. Get the fuck out of here. I'll fight this bull, I guess. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And no problem doing it.
Especially in that situation, man, I'm starting out with every dirty trick, dude. I'm gouging your eye. I'm grabbing your testicles.
You gave me permission to not care that you're a human being.
I'm gonna shove my fist in your ass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I you'll be lucky to be alive in that situation. It's like total. I don't care if I go to prison at that point. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
nobody's ever gonna fuck with my kid.
There is an overboard, but you can understand it to a degree. I just read this story actually. This guy has a family move in next door to him, and they have a 17-year-old kid who keeps exposing himself to his wife and little girls, right, in the windows. He'll be in the window, and he'll just pull his wiener out and helicopter or whatever.
A neighbor?
A neighbor right next door.
Yeah.
And they had several incidences where they called the cops, and the cops were like, well, we can't really prove what's going on here, blah, blah, blah. And so he keeps getting away with it. Well, the kid decides to do it one day. That dad took a gun, walked next door, killed the mom and dad, and that and hit the guy's little brother, who was like maybe 15, something like that, and then executed that 17-year-old in the bathroom on his hands and knees. He went to jail for life. He did not get away with that. It's an extreme reaction for
that
sure.
That is very extreme.
Yeah. I mean, but in that situation, that is extreme. You just executed an entire family. Not cool. But you can also sit there and go, he's showing his dick to my kids all the time, and you guys aren't doing anything about this. You know what I mean? I can understand beating the shit out of that 17-year-old.
But, I mean, why wouldn't they just start filming him?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't read into too many of the details. I know that the court...
I mean, if you're going to jump to that... to those links that quickly. See, regardless of what I said previous to that story, I would not go that far ever to the point where I'm murdering somebody's family over it.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm like, your family does not have any bearing on your dumb bullshit. If you're 17, even your parents only have so much they can do to stop you from wagging your dick in front of the window, weirdly.
There was that one guy who beat the shit out of that dude. He caught, like, molesting his daughter. He, like, walked in on him doing it, and they showed... It was all over the internet for a while, but the kid's face was just, like, a giant swollen mess. Like, he just beat the fuck out of this kid. And he didn't get any charges. That guy got away with that.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of what I think I'd be doing is just... trying to let this person live.
Yeah.
But
it scares me the most. And this is the weird thing, because I'm not really like, you know, the odds of like a mountain lion attacking us are pretty light. But my kids being in a situation where they could potentially be like corrupted in some way, and I'm talking about molestation.
Yeah.
I am so scared of that, because all it takes is that one little time and they're fucked. You know what I mean?
It takes 30 minutes.
Yeah. And for the rest of their lives, they have issues.
Yeah.
That I'm terrified of, man. I'm so conscious of, like, who my kids are around and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And even if somebody gives me even the slightest weird vibe, nope. Stay away from my kids. Get out of here.
And, I mean, yeah. It's like, I got off light, you know? It's like, I feel like almost nothing even happened, you know, compared to what happens in the world, you know?
Were you almost molested?
Where, you know, like, I was...
Are you about to reveal something?
I've told you about this.
Have you?
Not on the show, I don't think.
Somebody touched you?
But no, my cousin one time was watching me for like an hour and forced me to make out with him and said that...
You have not told this story. Hold up. This show just got longer. Okay. So, your cousin.
So, my mom had to go to work or go do something. I don't know.
Okay. And this is a blood cousin of yours?
No.
No?
I thought he was at the time, but he is not. He is my...
Like a family friend cousin?
Aunt. My cousin who
likes... Don't describe it. Don't describe it. Just tell me if it's just like a family friend cousin.
He's just a non-blood related cousin.
Okay.
And and so we lived in this trailer court, and for whatever reason, my mom, because he was older, and was just like, you know, asked that he would like babysit, I guess. And so she left, and it must have just been like right away.
Uh-huh.
But we were like playing Super Mario Brothers,
and he's a dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Very.
How old was he?
Very gay. Very, like, overtly, like, feminine like gay, you
know. Gay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, he was that way. Even at a young age, that was very perceivable.
Okay.
And how old was he? Like, if I'm like 8, he was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, he says he has to, like, practice kissing for this girl that lived in the trailer court, too.
Okay.
And
living the lie.
Takes me back in the room. Yeah. And then, is like basically French kissing me. And
for how long? How long were lips connected?
It could have been no more than, you know, it's probably like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at most.
Whoa. That's a long out.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed like a long time. Seemed like it went on multiple times.
Right.
And that was all that happened, you know? There was no, like, weird wiener stuff, nothing like that.
Me and my cousins touched wieners.
No. That wasn't me. And then there was, like, a beating with a shoe, like a sandal, like flip-flops. I kind of have, like, a...
He was spanking you?
Like, I mean, all over. He's, like, beating me.
He was beating you up with a flip-flop.
Yeah.
That was part of it?
Is basically saying, like, you know, shut the fuck up. You're not going to tell anybody. And
wow, to intimidate. Crying. So after you guys made out, he beat you with a flip-flop to make sure that you knew you would get fucked up if you told anybody.
And then
so
afterwards.
So that shows he knows this isn't okay.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I just remember, you know, sitting there playing Super Mario Brothers, like, in a bubble.
Yeah.
And just playing the game and not even really thinking about it and just
not,
like,
thinking about it at all.
And I didn't talk about it for a long time,
I'm
obviously.
Sure, dude. That's a crazy story.
And until, like, I was in my 20s, I was like maybe 22, 21, and was, like, drinking with somebody, and it just, like, came out, and I essentially was like, oh, wait a minute. He's a fucking piece of shit. And I was a child.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any control there, and I didn't do it. You know, it's not my fault. I'm not gay because of that. You know, it's like, there's nothing to be ashamed of about that.
Yeah, no, it's totally not your fault, man. And you should definitely know that.
Yeah.
Now, for the reasons of this show, this is hilarious.
Let's compare our nipples.
Just like, okay.
I'm certain we have talked about this before, because the topic of kissing cousins.
When he originally proposed this idea.
It was not a proposal really so much as it was like a come here. And then how
did he just brought you into a room and was like, oh, okay, let's practice this real quick.
Yeah, and he was just, like, essentially, because there's this girl, you know, she was older.
Yeah.
She was probably a freshman in high school,
was
maybe.
Was he a good kisser? Or?
No.
No, yeah.
I just remember it being, like, forceful and stiff and rigid, like a little fucking dog penis tongue.
Yeah. Amateur.
Yeah. And he's just a fucking little fatty.
We just
fuck.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that story. I know that's got to be tough. That's, I mean, I find it hilarious.
I feel like I try to be open about that, to be like, if anything's going on with anybody, just fucking, you need to talk to me about it. Talk to somebody about it. Don't let that shit slide. I'll go help you beat that guy up if that's what you need.
Like, and most importantly, we would like to stress the fact that
I am not gay.
Yes.
Okay. And one thing I always tell my kids is, like, I always ask them, is like, you know, if they're ever alone with somebody, is like, you know, how was it? How did it go?
Yes.
Did anything happen? Like, anything that you feel like was strange? Like, was there anything you were told to not tell mommy and daddy that you can? And
Steven's going through this whole phase of just having his hand down his pants, you know what I mean? Which is a boy thing. You kind of just play with the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even do anything. You're holding on to it. It's almost like a security blanket. I remember doing it as a kid. You're just holding your wiener all the time.
Yeah. As a grown adult.
But, you know, when we're trying to, like, skirt those boundaries of, like, don't shame him for doing it, but he can't be right next to us under the covers, you know, pulling on his wiener. We try to be like, hey, you know, you can go to your room and
yeah,
you know, touch your wiener all you want. I don't care. But we're all laying down right now, and you're not going to be touching your wiener right next to us while we're watching that 70s show. It's just inappropriate. So, yeah, but that's always, like, you know, this very blurry line. You don't want to shame, but you also don't want to let them know, like, you shouldn't be pulling your dick out in public. You know? It's such a dance you got to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for sharing that. That was a great ending to this episode. It's going to be the highlight.
Also, too, I just want to say that, just going to wrap this up real quick. When I later in life moved back to Montana and reconnected with my mom, she asked me if anything like that ever happened.
So it's probably a thing for him.
Yeah. And,
Did you tell her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her, yeah, you know, this and, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was really careful about it because I knew it would be devastating to her. And I was like, you know, I've been talking about it, you know, it's not ruining my life right now. And, but so she tells me the story of how, my uncle walked in on him in bed with his brother and, who I think was kind of like a middle-aged teenager at the time. And he fucking was like, what? And then, like, my uncle broke his fist over my cousin's face, kicked him out of the family forever. And they've never talked to him since. But hearing that, I was like, good. Happy to hear that, you know, that he got fucking knocked out cold.
Yeah.
And, but also my mom told me that when he was a child, he killed some animals, including a cat.
Has this man been apprehended? I heard he's in California now. Something about a leg.
Yeah. Lives in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, last I heard.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if there's any serial killers in Phoenix, it would be
worth
looking
into. We'll have to look that up after
the
show.
Yeah.
Or if any of our listeners have a hair up their butt, you know, just go ahead and check out active serial killers in Arizona.
That's serial killer behavior right there.
It is. It totally is. No, killing.
Two major markers.
Big time. Molestation and killing animals. Yeah. Those are markers for sure. But we'll get off of this topic.
Yeah,
we'll call it a day. Thanks for confessing. We appreciate it. Let's wrap this bitch up. What did we learn about today? Not much.
Yeah,
short episode.
Yeah.
There's cannibalism.
Unfortunately, I already saw that video, but
bridges collapsing. Number 37. And Nathan made out with his cousin.
Yeah, that's what we learned today. Yeah, and see, that's where I'm pretty certain I've told you that, like, when you first started working back at Silverstone.
Maybe,
but
I mean, you tell me so many things that are like, holy shit, that they just kind of get jumbled.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe I heard that before, but we definitely haven't talked about it on the show.
Probably brushed past it more than I did just now.
That would have been a great confession, even though everybody would have known immediately who it was. I wonder who was making out with his cousin.
Well, if I did that, I would have phrased it initially as like, I made out with my cousin.
Yeah.
Not that it was a dude.
We missed Marty today, but he'll be back next week. He's just not feeling well. Martin.
Yeah, poor guy, dude.
So we're holding off on a bunch of really good stories that we want to talk about.
Probably had a leaky butt.
Probably. It's going around, man. My whole family's got leaky butts right now. So, yeah, next week Marty will be back with us and we'll do like a full show because I've got plenty to talk about. There's great stories out there. The conjoined twins is just going to be a topic we need to spend half the show on for sure.
I got to say, I feel like the Apple River story, too, will be a conversation.
Yeah, for sure. So tune in next week and check those stories out. Check us out on Buzzsprout.com. That's our mother site. All our episodes are listed on there, but they're also listed on all the podcast catching apps like Spotify or Apple Music. Download, please. It really helps us out. And always, the videos and stuff that we talk about are in the description, so you can follow along with us if you want to see what we're talking about. I always do that with podcasts. Apparently, I'm in the minority, but whatever. You got any last words for us, Nathan?
Oh, man. I got to be beating Final Fantasy VII pretty soon, I think. And then after that, it's just like everybody's like piling on so many chores for me, I feel.
It is a chore when
I got into Papers, Please. I did start playing that, yeah.
It's a great game for sure. I forgot to mention, hit us up on Facebook Messenger. We're on Facebook. Or at nobodylistenstothispodcast@gmail.com. So I wanted to throw that in there. Haven, we'll get to all your stuff next week when Marty's with us. Because it's mostly making fun of me and Nathan. And we want Marty to be here to enjoy that to its fullest. And I guess this is Steve. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. Love, love, love. Thanks for coming, Nathan.
Absolutely.
Bye, everybody.
Later.